Thank you.
Rolling the sweet baby's arms, rolling the sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till they'll paint your back, and rolling the sweet baby's arms.
All right. Woo. Yeah.
Ain't gonna work on the railroad. Rolling the sweet baby's arms, rolling the sweet baby's heart. Lay around the shack till the pain come back, and rolling the sweet baby's arms.
All right, Jeff Bobbitt, nice hand for Jeff on the banjo. All right, thank you very much.
Where were you last Friday night while I was lying in jail? Walking the streets with nothing but not trying to go my bill. Rolling the sweet baby's heart, rolling the sweet baby's heart. Lay around the shack till they'll paint the fire. Rolling the sweet baby's heart.
One more, boy.
Woo. I know your parents don't like me. They throw me away from the door. Had my life be over, never go back anymore. Rolling the sweet baby's arms, rolling the sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the pain comes back. And rolling the sweet baby's
arms. Let her go, Jeff.
Rolling the sweet baby's heart, rolling the sweet baby's heart. Lay around the shack till the pain comes back, and rolling the sweet baby's heart.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Y'all the greatest, oldest in the world. Without y'all, we wouldn't be here. Appreciate you so much. It's a pleasure and honor to be in Elkins, West Virginia, working for all the wonderful people here for the Bluegrass concert, and we hope that you'll enjoy some of the old-timers we have lined up for you. I want to thank the group of fellows here that's working with me tonight. They are great artists, and they've done a lot for bluegrass music, and it's so nice to have them backing me up. So most of you might not know them. Most of you may know them, but in case you don't, we'll introduce them to you right quick and get along with more picking and less talking. Young lady over here on the left is playing the mandolin. She was out there early. Sings a fine song to be a young lady like her and pretty. She does a real good job. Pam, let me have that because I can't. I don't remember too much anymore. I have to make an idiot list everywhere I go. And are you from Kentucky? Where are you from?
I am. I'm from Northern Kentucky.
You're a Briar.
I am.
You're a Briar hopper. Okay. Pam, Gad, let's give Pam a nice hand, would you? Pam. Thank you, Pam. On the bass, I just got acquainted with this young man yesterday over here at a cookout. We was all starved to death, and we eat twice yesterday. He does a real fine job, and it's an honor to have him playing the bass on the show tonight. His name is Mark Schatz. Give Mark a nice hand. The gentleman on the far right with the old Minnow Dipper, the old five. You used to knock the top of him and take a drink of water if you wanted to. Anyway, he does a real fine job picking the banjo and sings, and we're real proud to have him with us. His name is Jeff Roberts on the five-string banjo. Gentleman with the little cornstalk fiddle in his hand that worked with us for a while. He ain't the best, but he'll kind of do to the best comes along. We kind of call him the old retarded school teacher. I guess y'all found out this week he didn't know too much. You're here to tell people didn't know anything. He don't even expect anything. He ain't got enough sense to take a good fit. But he's a great guy. to take a good fit, like a dog.
Fit.
Fit, F-I-T, fit. She said she didn't go to school too many days. Anyway, I like to say he come from the same state that I came from. He's one of the greatest little guys that I've ever had a chance to work with on the stage, off the stage, or under the stage, or anywhere. He's been with us a couple of times playing the fiddle, and we always love him. He's a great little guy, and we think that y'all will... Of course, there's no demand for little guys. I've been on talk because I've seen little guys could do more than big guys. Anyway... Anyway, the greatest little guy that we ever worked with, his name is Buddy Griffin. Give him a nice hand. Thank you, folks. We have to kid everybody because that's what makes life worth living. Here's a song we'd like to do. It was recorded back in 1954 when I was part of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers in the early 50s. And I'm going to get Jeff and Buddy and maybe this young lady will help me out on this one. It's a little song that used to be you had to, when you pull up at the drive-in, they come out and waited on you. But now it's all self-service. You wait on yourself, you don't get waited on. We'd like to do it for you tonight in the key of D, buddy. One entitled, Honey, There's Just No More Curb Service. I was working at this night spot about a mile from town. Cooking fancy dishes, she tore the playhouse down. You blinked your lights and winked to me, and since it wasn't smart, you left it with the bill to pay and drove off with my heart. But there's
no curb service anymore.
No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you was born. There's
no curb service anymore.
Love to you is nothing but touch and go fire. You don't take time to fall in love, you don't take time to care. You drive it to somebody's heart, you start to honk away. Then you leave them with the bill, the broken heart must pay.
But there's no curb service anymore.
No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you was born. There's
no curb service anymore.
All right. You think I come around and every time they blow your horn. You ain't been so foolish since the day that you was born.
Oh, that's right.
Stop your horn from blowing and flashing those blue eyes. Baby, you don't know it, but it's time you realize that there's
no curb service anymore.
No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you was born. There's
no curb service anymore.
Ah, we love you. I tell you, y'all are great out there. We hope you enjoy No Curb Service. I'd like to slow the tempo down just a little bit now and sort of do sort of a sad song, sort of a tearjerker. This here's a song that a gentleman wrote back 1953. He's passed away, he's gone on, but he was a good friend of ours, the Goins Brothers. His name was Jack Adkins. He wrote the song No School Bus in Heaven, this song, and Choo Choo, I See a Choo Choo Coming, a number that the Standard Brothers recorded. And I'd like to sing it here tonight. It was a trio number. Myself and my brother and Curly Ray Klein recorded this for the RCA Victor Records in 1954 in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'd like to do it for you here tonight. I hope it, you'll enjoy it. It's sort of a real pretty song. And I'll get the boys to help me. What entitled Windy Mountain, buddy, if you don't care.
I was hoping that's what it was.
Oh, hi. On a windy mountain where the treetops scrape the sky, then I would forget all the worries and my troubles. I'll just let the wind blow goodbye. Let me hear the leaves on the trees when they're singing. Just a moment of relief is all I care. Born to come, no sorrow.
long as I can see the Creedence Way. Oh, I'd like to be upon a windy mountain where the treetops creep the sky. Then I would forget all my worries and my troubles. I'll just let the wind blow them by. Tell my old lover, in case you should see her, just how much I love she'll never know. And then I'm gone to rest away upon the mountain where the howling wind will always blow. Oh, I'd like to be upon a windy mountain where the treetops scrape the sky. Then I would forget all my worries and my troubles. I'll just let the wind blow them by. All my friends bury me away up on the mountain where the old wind will always blow. All I want to rest is alone on the mountain with the howling wind that I love so. Oh, I'd like to be up on a windy mountain where the treetops scrape the sky. Then I would forget all the worries and I'll just let the wind blow them by.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. One of our old songs recorded back in 1954 with the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. Speaking of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, I would like to mention this before we go any further. I always have respect for anybody, rich, poor, or small, anything, but the fellow that we work with, I'm poor. The fellow we worked with that was the head of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, Cousin Ezra Klein, he passed away last Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. He died with cancer. He was 77 years old, and I'd like to give credit where credit's due. If it hadn't been for him, I probably wouldn't have been standing on the stage here tonight in Elkins, West Virginia. He gave me my start, my first professional job in show business, November the 15th, 1953. 31 years this coming November. I rode a lot of miles and spent a lot of hours with him. He was a great guy, and he always done the MC work and played the old doghouse bass. So I would like to do the numbers that I do tonight of the Lonesome Pine in tribute to the late Cousin Ezra Klein, a man that's gone on, another legend in old-time country and hillbilly music. And I'm sure if Ezra was here tonight, he would appreciate these songs because he's MC'd and called these numbers off many, many times on the stage when we used to be part of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. Here's a song with the biggest we ever recorded, one of our most requested numbers when we used to be with the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. I like to do this for all the ladies tonight. I know a lot of you don't like to wash dishes, and some of you do like to wash them. Some of you use them little pet plates you kind of eat one time and throw them away. Anyway, I like to do this for all the ladies because most of the men never gives the ladies the credit they deserve. Their work's never done. And I'd like to sing this song tonight for all the nice ladies here tonight, especially for the young man sitting on the front row down here tonight, here, right here. I'd like to do it for you, too. It's good to have you here tonight, all the folks. And this young man sitting over here in the other chair, it's good to have y'all. Hope you're enjoying everything. Here's an old-timer we'd like to do. We'd like to wash a few dishes tonight for you, all right? I came in this morning a quarter past eight, expecting her nagging for getting home late. But she didn't scold me or tell me it's wrong, for I didn't see her, my sweetheart was gone. Dirty dishes, I'm losing my mind. My bed is didn't let me no one to wash all my dishes for me. A note on the table, and here's how it reads: Now you've been cheating, that's all that she said. I just stood there bawling, the tears were in vain. Oh, now she will never believe me again. Dirty dishes, I'm losing my mind. My baby's didn't let me and travel behind. And I'm so lonely and lonely I'll be, with no one to wash all my dishes for me. I've never cheated, believe me, it's true, or broken the promise that I made to you. You'll never know just how happy I'll be if you will come back and wash dishes for me. Dirty dishes, I'm losing my mind. My baby's gonna let me in. Dishes for me. Thank you. I tell you, y'all are greatest artists in the world. Without y'all, we old pickers wouldn't be here. And I really hope this makes one of the biggest things ever come to the state of West Virginia. The college here, the Davis, I mean, is it Davis? Davis Nelkins College. I get it right after I leave here. I understand that Wilma Lee Cooper, she used to go to school here when she was a young girl, and she's one of the greatest country singers. Of course, she plays bluegrass now. And I've been to several colleges. I worked at a college in Moorhead, Kentucky, and every place, but this is one of the finest, one of the cleanest, and one of the finest colleges that I've been around in a long time. And I think that's a lot to be proud of. Of course, I'm proud of it because I'm from West Virginia, too. But you do, it's a wonderful college here, and I hope this gets to be one of the biggest things that's ever been going on here, and I hope it to be an annual thing. It'll be every year, and if there's anything I can do to help support it, or in the way of bluegrass, anything, why, they've got my support, because I really thank all the people here. Thank you.
Get that old wire.
Huh?
Get that old wire.
Get the old wire?
Get that old wire.
All right, we're gonna do another song here now, and I'll tell you right now what would be an awful good thing to do. A good banjo tune would fit in perfect right now.
Do
we don't want to do all them sad songs, so we might do some kind of... What? Wait just a minute. What are you going to do? If it's too good, I may just have to walk off. Oh, man, let's eat some yellow corn. Thank you. That's flat laying the thumbs of the old man a dipper, Jeff. That's fine. I tell you, that ain't me. It may not be the best, but that'll do till the best comes along. That'll get it when the banks is closed. We like to do another song now. We didn't have much time to rehearse this, you did, but I didn't. We don't make a lot of money. We sure have a lot of fun. Listen, be natural. That stands for bluegrass, as the Johnson Mountain boy says. I'm going to really put these boys up there and make them get it tonight. Buddy, you're an awful good tenor singer, and Jeff, I know you are. I ain't wanting you singing like Ernest Tubb tonight, because Ernest Tubb's a great country singer, and you're not.
Wait a minute, I didn't hear that.
See, he ain't been listening. I can tell the boy he... I'm just kidding, buddy. Here's a song. Here's a song we introduced at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. back in 1973. We represented the state of Kentucky, and the governor picked us to go up there and do this song and represent Kentucky at Washington, D.C. And Ralph Lenzer, he is head of the Smithsonian Institution there. And I'd like for the boys to help me out on it. Help this boy, three boys. One entitled Across the Sea Blues. Across the deep blue sea, and it's country heavy. I'm all alone, sad and blue. My every thought is just of you. In these long years that I spent here, my only wish that you were near. Through the dingy fog and the mist of rain, I can see you strolling right down the lane. I'm found across the deep blue sea, and it's concrete heavy. I'm all alone to set you free. My every thought is just a dream. All right. Someday, darling, I will return. Then our heart no longer yearn. Things will be just like before, just you and I forever. I'm going across the deep blue sea, and it's concrete heavy. I'm all alone, but sad and blue. My every thought is just a dream. Lost all my money for a $2 bill, boy, $2 bill. Lost all my money for a $2 bill, and wore my long journey home. Dark and it's raining, and I've gotta go home, gotta go home. Go home, and walk my long journey home. Lost all my money for $2 bill, and walk my long journey home. Out in the east, and looks like rain. Looks like rain, boys, it looks like rain. Out in the east, and looks like rain. Had it on my long journey home. Lost all my money for $2 bill, $2 bill, boys, $2 bill.
Lost all my money for $2, and what my long journey home let her go. Think you see Menard coming down the line, coming down the line, boys, coming down the line. Think you see Menard coming down the line, out upon my long journey home. Lost all my money for a $2 bill, $2 bill for the $2 bill. Lost all my money for a $2 bill, and on my long journey home.
One more. Boy, there ain't no swallowing places in that one. Oh, mercy me. Here's a song that I'd like to go back and do. We got this in our latest album. We got a few records with us tonight. We don't need the money for our records, but the people we owe does. So, if y'all would like to have a copy of any of our albums, well, we got about 5 albums. We got 2 gospel albums. One entitled Wandering Soul, the song that George Jones made real famous. That's the title of our latest gospel album. The other one is entitled On the Way Home. Also, we got 3 other albums, a lot of old-time banjo picking, good fiddle playing in, and after a while, we'll be out in the lobby. We got some 8x10 pictures, suitable for framing. We don't mind it because we've been framed before. And so if you'd like to have an 8x10 glossy finished picture, we got a brand new one we had made after 20 years. And we've got a few 8-track tapes, which they're on their way out, but you might want to get one of these, be a collector's item someday. So we got some on the outside after a while. They're $6 each, with the each, without the each, no tax. So if y'all would like to have a copy after a while, we'll be out and we'll autograph them for you. And we got some 8x10 pictures. Appreciate it. If you don't want to buy any, just come by and say hello. It'll just be nice to talk to you. This will be our last number here tonight, and y'all stay where you at because there's a super show coming out, a show that you'll always remember when it comes to traditional bluegrass. These fellas is flat got it, honey. Ain't a thing aside of Noggy that can slow them down. You don't know where that is? A Noggy Tuck, West Virginia. That's in Logan County, Buchanan. I mean, not Buchanan, but Mingo County. Here's a song I like to do is in tribute to a man that passed on a few years ago. Was one of my idols in bluegrass. We always like to remember the little buddies with this one, and it was a great shot for bluegrass music, and I like to kind of sing it. It's a little number that kind of made a TV program real popular. Made us all eat a little chili on the hot dogs. So if you're ready, let's do one that goes something like this, Jeff. Gonna listen to my story about a man named Jeff. Old mountaineer, burning camp, his family fed. Out one day he was shooting at some food, went up through the ground, come above a little food. All that is black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Ten folks said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and he moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars, good bluegrass people in Elkins, West Virginia tonight. You know, folks, I know a lot of people out there watch a lot of television, a lot of stories, a lot of shows, like the Grand Ole Opry, Nashville, Tennessee, the Hee-Haw Show, the Dukes from Hazzard, soap operas,
Sesame Street, Norman,
Sesame Street, Johnny Carson, Dolly Parton. That's when I woke up. Beverly Hillbillies. If you ever watched the Hillbillies, Uncle Jed and Granny, they used to have a little dance they used to do. I'm not much of a dancer, but I'd like to kind of hit a few licks for you here tonight. So boys, if you'll give me a little music, I'll see if I can't
do a little dancing. You feel like you could do a little bit, buddy? Buddy, I'll tell you what. If you'll take Uncle Jed's part, I'll see if I can take Granny's part. Oh, we got Uncle Jed back here? Jed, would you care to give him Basil the bass? Never missed a lick. What about that? Jed, if you'll get right over on the corner right over there where they can see you good, give me a few of them old backsteps like Uncle Jed done it on the Beverly Hillbillies. Are you all ready? Here we go. You take the first part, I'll get the second part. Oh, when you're hot, you're hot. And when you ain't, you're not. Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and August. Like to thank you folks for kind of dropping in. Like to invite you back again to this locality. Have a heaping, hippin' time of hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies. That's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back and see us. You hear? Set a spell. Thank you so much. My time's all gone. I've enjoyed being with you. You've been a great honor to work to. We hope we can come back to see you again. Speaking for everybody, it's time to say so long. God bless you. We love you. Bluegrass music is the greatest music in the world. Thank you so much. Thank you, folks. Well, it makes us feel like all the years ain't been wasted. Appreciate it so much. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let Buddy here do a number we always featured on our show. We usually always put this a tag on of Uncle Jed, but we thought we was running out of time. But now's a good time to do it.
Oh, we are.
I guess he will.
This song was wrote about a train that run through the great state of Florida. And this song was sold for $10. There was a man just practically a beggar, but he wasn't a beggar, but he sold this song for $10 to a man in the state of Florida, and it sold millions and millions of copies. I'd sure like to see him got what was coming to him, because he never did get what was coming to him, because he got $10 for this song. Everybody in the business has recorded it, country, bluegrass, pop, every orchestra in the world. We'd like to do our version of tonight for you here. We hope you'll enjoy it. One entitled the Orange Blossom Special. For Elkins, West Virginia. thought we was playing the Orange Blossom Special.
Boys will have their records available after their performance tonight. So those of you with a dollar in your pocket and a little time on your hands, if you'd like to stick around, records will be available.